Coming up on this episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy.
So the average 70-year-old creates only 25% of the vitamin D that a 20-year-old does. I think it's one of those basic supplements that everybody should get. It makes such a difference. If you're a healthcare provider practicing functional medicine, you know how hard it can be to keep up to date with all the specialty lab tests that are available to you. Well, I have a solution for you. Rupa University. Over 20,000 practitioners go through Rupa University courses each year to learn from industry experts about specialty tests like GIMAP, Dutch Complete, organic acids, and many others. And the best part is all their courses are completely free. Every week, they host free live classes. And then if you want to dive deeper into a specific topic, you can attend a paid 6-week boot camp. So if you're a healthcare provider who wants to learn more about functional medicine and testing, you owe it to yourself to go check it out today. Go to rupauniversity.com to sign up for a free live class or boot camp. I'm excited to share with you about our next partner, AG1, the daily foundational nutritional supplement that supports whole body health. AG1 is truly a game changer when it comes to supporting your overall health. I drink it every day, and I've noticed that I consistently feel better and have more energy throughout the day. AG1 is so great because it replaces your multivitamin, probiotic, and more in one simple drinkable habit. Their incredible supplement has 75 different nutrients that work together to fill out the gaps in our diet. And if that wasn't enough, the team behind AG1 is continuously working to enhance its formula to deliver the best possible nutritional supplement. They understand that optimal health requires ongoing innovation and are dedicated to providing ever-improving formulations driven by the latest in nutrition science. So if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Get 10 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Hyman. That's drinkag1.com/Hyman. Check it out. And now let's get back to this week's episode of The Doctor's Pharmacy. Welcome to The Doctor's Pharmacy. I'm Dr. Mark Hyman. That's pharmacy with an F, a place for conversations that matter. And today I'm bringing you a health bite to improve your health because taking small steps every day can lead to big changes in your health over time. Today we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is vitamin D. All things vitamin D, everything you need to know, and why maybe you shouldn't be so worried about sun exposure. So if you're like most Americans, you're probably thinking about taking a vacation this summer and hanging on a beach or swimming in a lake or playing outside, and you'll be exposed to a lot of sun and getting a lot of sun exposure. Now, I see patients who take a lot of pretty drastic measures to kind of get sun. They bask for hours by the swimming pool. They slather on high SPF sunscreen. They think it's going to be protective against the UV rays from the sun. Others are terrified of the sun and stay out of the sun, use parasols and hats and cover their whole bodies and don't go outside during the day. I mean, there's got to be a little balance in the middle, right? So sort of finding safety with sun exposure is important. So you do it right. You don't overdo it. But you kind of need the sun for many reasons, because of our hormonal systems, our circadian rhythms, vitamin D, which is critical for our health. And I do get why people are a little worried about sun exposure. I mean, according to the Environment Working Group, or EWG, more than 2 million Americans get skin cancer every year, and half of those who live to 65 get at least once. Now, these skin cancers that are basal cell and squamous cells are not fatal. They don't spread. There can be disfiguring. My grandmother had a big one on her scalp, which was terrible. She never wanted to get it treated, and it was kind of nasty. But basically, the squamous and basal cell cancers that you get on your skin are linked to sun exposure. Melanoma, not so much. And that can occur in non-sun exposed areas and be a little bit of a different animal. Now, the other thing about sun exposure is particularly on your face, it's going to cause something called oxidative stress. And that leads to inflammation. And oxidation is kind of like your car rusting or an apple turning brown in the air, but it's really the same thing that happens on your skin. You get wrinkles. So the wrinkling is from the oxidative stress from the sun. You see people who've sort of been in the sun a long time, they get kind of wrinkly, leathery skin. And ladies who, you know, wear parasols have this beautiful porcelain skin as they get older. So, you know, your face is something you definitely want to protect. But also we're supposed to be out in the sun. And so staying out in this, out of the sun or over-relying on sunblock actually can cause issues because vitamin D is critical for mood, for energy, for thyroid function, for cancer protection, for immune function, preventing infections, even COVID. And, you know, it's a problem if you don't get enough vitamin D. And the problem is most of us don't get vitamin D because we don't live on work outside anymore. Most of us are inside most of the time. And we get deficient in this really important vitamin called vitamin D. And the truth is that, you know, probably 80% of Americans are in deficient or have insufficient levels of vitamin D, levels that don't protect them optimally from the things that you want to have vitamin D protect you from, whether it's osteoporosis or depression or cancer, or to boost your immune system so you don't get things like the flu or COVID. I mean, if you have a high vitamin D levels, your reduction in flu is 75%. That's more than the flu vaccine. So it really is a powerful nutrient. It's very safe at the recommended doses. It's easy to take. There's no side effects. It's very cheap. And it's such an incredibly important vitamin for optimizing your health in every way, including longevity. So let's talk about vitamin D a little bit. Now, people think they should be avoiding the sun to not get skin cancer, but vitamin D actually protects you against skin cancer, believe it or not, and reduces the risk of melanoma dramatically and many other cancers, not just skin cancer. It actually reduces overall mortality by 7%. So just having good vitamin D levels reduces the risk of death by 7%. And vitamin D, you know, we used to get from sun, running around naked, hunting, gathering. And also, if we were living in colder climates, we would eat fish, wild fish, like herring and sardines and mackerel. And these fatty, small fish have pretty high levels of vitamin D. Also, mushrooms. So if you're foraging and going for mushrooms, there's a lot of, like, porcini mushrooms have the highest levels of vitamin D. But it's still hard to get enough. We're not getting these foods anymore. So, you know, we saw with the Industrial Revolution, this incredible advent of rickets and vitamin D deficiency. And it's one of the, you know, major areas where we've seen a public health improvement by getting awareness of vitamin D. Now, it's been fortified in milk. Milk doesn't necessarily have vitamin D. It doesn't have vitamin D. It only has vitamin D because it's added in to the milk. So if you think you need vitamin D to get milk to get your vitamin D, that's not actually true. You don't get a vitamin D from milk only because it's added. Now, most of the problem with vitamin D is that doctors don't understand how to diagnose it. They might even order the wrong test. They don't know the right treatment. They don't know the doses. They don't understand its importance. And they see the reference levels on a lab test, which are typically like 20 nanograms per deciliter. Now, that is ridiculously low. And I think if you look at what's optimal, it should be over 45 or 50. And so many, many people are in this sort of borderline area of less than 20 or 20 to 50, where they do need more vitamin D. Now, most doctors think, oh, you don't have rickets, you don't have vitamin D deficiency, or your number's like, you know, 20 or 30, you're fine. And they're actually wrong. And the question is, what's the dose you need to not get rickets? It's probably like 30 units a day. It's not what we need for optimal health. What we need for optimal health might be more like 5,000 units a day. I mean, even the government's upper limit is, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 a day is a safe dose. You're not going to get into trouble with that. Some people are, you know, very good at absorbing it. Others aren't. Some people need actually up to 10,000 units a day. There was one study where they gave healthy young adults 10,000 units of vitamin D for 3 months, and there was no toxicity from that. Now, you can get toxicity if you take a lot more. I mean, and it can cause a problem, but it's far lower than that. You know, we think, and in fact, your level has to be over 250, even though the reference range on the lab says up to 100. You know, it doesn't really become toxic until about 250. So the real question is, you know, how much should we be taking on a daily basis? And I think there, depending on you and your vitamin D level, your sun exposure. I mean, I have a friend who lives on the beach and, you know, goes out surfing every day, and his vitamin D level is about 45, which is pretty good with no vitamin D supplementation. But I rarely see that unless he's living in Mexico on the beach all the time. But if you aren't, you probably need between 2,000 to 5,000 units a day of vitamin D. You know, what's really concerning is when you look at the data, you know, it's 80% of us who are insufficient or deficient. This is either frankly deficient, let's say less than 30, which is now the reference range on most labs, although some still say 20, and those who are between 20 and 50. So I think that's important, because vitamin D deficiency is linked to many cancers, to high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, depression. We call it seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, fibromyalgia. I mean, you know, people have muscle aches and pains. These are often from low vitamin D levels. Bone loss, obviously osteoporosis, even autoimmune diseases. Multiple sclerosis is found in much higher levels in northern latitudes and where there's low vitamin D. And so vitamin D is really important for everything, including autoimmune disease. And it's really not hard to do. I mean, you really, you know, could make a dramatic difference by just getting people's levels of vitamin D up to 45 nanograms per milliliter. And that would literally lead to 400,000 fewer premature deaths a year. That is no joke. There was one study that showed that if your vitamin D levels were low, you were 75% more likely to end up in the hospital or in the ICU from COVID. If your vitamin D levels were over 50 from one big Israeli study, there was no death, like zero. Now, that may be not true if you keep doing the study and it may be a little bit bigger, there may be occasional deaths. But the point is here that vitamin D is highly protective. So, you know, I think, you know, we probably should have a vitamin D mandate in this country. Now, when my patients get their levels up, they feel better. They have more mood improvements. Their muscles recover better. Their thyroid works better. Their energy is better. Their whole system works better. And so it's a really important thing to make sure you get. So how does your body like make vitamin D? Now, we obviously never had to take supplements when we were hunting and gathering and evolving because we're outside most of the time. And in fact, 80 to 100% of the vitamin D that we need is created because of exposure to the sun. And when you get a little bit of a sunburn, you know, we call a minimal erythrimal dose, which means basically the dose that makes your skin a bit red, you know, when you get a sunburn, that might produce between 10 to 25,000 units of vitamin D in our bodies, which is great. But the problem is most of us don't get that kind of sun exposure. And a lot of times we use a lot of sunscreen, which is not necessarily bad. Well, it depends on which sunscreen you're using, but they block a lot of the benefits of getting vitamin D. So you might be out in the sun, but using sunblock and then not getting vitamin D. Now, if you live in a northern climate, you're for sure not getting enough sun and vitamin D, especially in the winter. And you're probably not eating a lot of the, you know, porcini mushrooms and background herring and cod liver oil, right? Also, the other problem is as we get older, our skin does not convert the sun into vitamin D in the way that we did when we were younger. So the average 70-year-old creates only 25% of the vitamin D that a 20-year-old does. Also, depending on your skin color, if you have dark skin, if you're African-American, you basically will produce far less vitamin D and you need a lot more sun exposure. So most African-Americans are very deficient in vitamin D. I also recommend that everybody supplement. Now, I think it's one of those basic supplements that everybody should get. It makes such a difference. And you should have a level between 45 to 75, let's say. And the only way to know what that is to test. You need to test and find out what's going on. And you can guess, but you often will be off. Some people need 2,000 units, some people need 5,000, some need 10,000 units to get their vitamin levels up to, you know, the ideal level. And you can do that through your doctor or, you know, I co-founded a company called Function Health. You go to functionhealth.com. You can join the wait list and get testing that actually helps you to get your actual levels, to know what you're doing, to check it over time. I think if you use the code YOUNGFOREVER, you can get in and actually get off the wait list. So try that and see how your vitamin D levels are. But it's important to know. And often doctors say, oh, don't worry, just take the vitamin D, but you really want to know what your levels are. Also, if you want to get, you know, sun exposure, the best is 10 to 2 in obviously the summertime, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., full body sun exposure for 20 minutes. That will, I mean, you can cover your face or put sunblock on your face, but you really want to have full body exposure. I mean, it only works in the summer and only works if you live, you know, below Atlanta. So I recommend taking vitamin D and probably 2,000 to 5,000 of vitamin D3. It's important to take vitamin D3, not vitamin D2. Most doctors will prescribe vitamin D2, which is unfortunate, but make sure you get the right vitamin D. And again, it depends on your age, your genetics, where you live, how much time you're in the sun, time of year. But people, oh, in the summer, I don't need it. But it's actually not true. You need it during the summer unless you're out there all the time. So check your vitamin D levels and find out what's going on. Now, what about protecting yourself from skin cancer? That's important, right? You want to make sure you don't get skin cancer, particularly on your face. So I think, you know, if you want to go out in the sun, great. Use sunscreen on your face. If you want to, you're worried about getting a sunburn and you're really out there a lot, you can use high SPF sunscreen. But, you know, you're going to get vitamin D from your supplements, so you should be okay. The high SPF, you know, it kind of gives people a false sense of security that you can go out there and just burn up. But you want to be careful. You don't want to do that. You want to make sure you just, you know, moderate your sun exposure, avoiding the high ultraviolet radiation exposures that you can get from prolonged sun exposure. So basically use sunscreen. And also, by the way, you want to use sunscreen that doesn't have crap in it. And we'll talk about that in a minute. So over-the-counter sunscreens are fine, but they're often full of crappy, harmful ingredients. EWG found 80% of the 1,700 products they looked at that were sunscreen had inferior sun protection or had like really weird ingredients like oxybenzone or other parabens. I had a woman once who was in my practice, and she had super high levels of toxins in her urine from parabens, and she's like a super health nut. And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you exposed to? What plastics or chemicals? She said, oh, well, you know, I use a ton of sunscreen all the time, every day. And so she had high levels of these toxic petrochemical plastics in her urine that were coming from the sunscreen. Now, a lot of it wasn't getting out of her body, so it wasn't great. Also, you should be worried about sunscreen with vitamin A. If you use vitamin A, it actually can make the skin cancer more likely. So I would be particularly careful of that. But the bottom line is choose, you know, good average, low SPF sunscreen. Don't rely on it for total protection. Cover your face mostly. And you'll be able to go out and enjoy the sun. So what are the 7 strategies I use to get, you know, safe sun exposure? Well, don't be afraid of the sun on your vacation. Don't obviously get overexposed, right? Because, you know, getting overexposed doesn't just ruin your vacation and give you a sunburn. It can lead to long-term issues with skin damage and skin cancers and more wrinkles, which nobody wants. So try to get at least 20 minutes of sun exposure every day. First thing in the morning, ideally, which is the morning sunlight helps trigger your brain to release chemicals and hormones like melatonin. It kind of resets your circadian rhythms. It helps mood, healthy aging. Use sunscreen, but only when you need it. And particularly use the safe sunscreens. You can check out Skin Deep, which is a database from EWG, and it's great. Be proactive about protection. So don't overdo it, right? Try to get shade, umbrella, tree, you know, hat. I mean, protective clothing, that's fine. If you want to, don't get skin cancer, which I don't want to get, make sure you cover up. Sunglasses are important. You don't actually get, obviously sunburn in your eyes, but you get cataracts from prolonged sun exposure without UV blocking sunglasses. So that's important. Don't get burned. Burning is really bad because that leads to more risk of skin cancer. Choose a skin cancer that has optimal UVA protection. Don't do tanning beds. Get vitamin D, which will help reduce your risk of skin cancer. You know, there's good evidence that sunblock prevents squamous cells, but not necessarily basal cells. So make sure you get skin checks, get your skin checked for cancer on a regular basis every year. Make sure you get a good dermatologist to look at it, and they can get things when they're early, and they're really not a problem. You don't die from skin cancer, except melanoma, which is not necessarily sun-related. Also, again, make sure you check the ingredients. You don't want to have parabens, petrochemicals, lead, toxins. They all get absorbed in your skin. Go to the EWG website, EWG.org. You can look at the sunscreen guide, the Skin Deep guide. Also, stay hydrated. And a lot of us are, drinking caffeine, having alcohol on the beach makes us dehydrated, and that can actually just make you feel crappy and not make your vacation fun. So it's important to make sure that you're getting the adequate vitamin D you need for many reasons we discussed. 2, that you don't want to avoid the sun. You want to get in the sun, and for many reasons. 3, try to use good sunblock and use it on your face primarily, and don't overdo it. And that's it. That's my view on vitamin D and sun. That's it for today's Health Bite. Be sure to share with your friends and family on social media. Leave a comment. How have you gotten your vitamin D levels checked? What have you found? What does it happen when you actually replace vitamin D and got your vitamin D levels up? How you felt? I mean, I take vitamin D. My levels are great. I don't get the flu. I don't get sick. It's quite amazing, actually. And, you know, I've had COVID a couple of times, but I think that's a nasty one. But I think we just really have to realize how important vitamin D is and how much of a problem it is in our society, and how everybody needs to check their vitamin D and take it. So be sure to share this podcast with your friends, like I said, and we'll see you next time on The Doctor's Pharmacy. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Hyman. Thanks for tuning into The Doctor's Pharmacy. I hope you're loving this podcast. It's one of my favorite things to do, and introducing you all the experts that I know and I love and that I've learned so much from.
And I want to tell you about something else I'm doing, which is called Mark's Picks. It's my weekly newsletter. And in it, I share my favorite stuff, from foods to supplements to gadgets to tools to enhance your health. It's all the cool stuff that I use and that my team uses to optimize and enhance our health. And I'd love you to sign up for the weekly newsletter. I'll only send it to you once a week on Fridays. Nothing else, I promise. And all you have to do is go to drhyman.com/picks to sign up. That's drhyman.com/picks, P-I-C-K-S, and sign up for the newsletter. And I'll share with you my favorite stuff that I use to enhance my health and get healthier and better and live younger longer.
Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Just a reminder that this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional medicine practitioner, you can visit ifm.org and search their Find a Practitioner database. It's important that you have someone in your corner who's trained, who's a licensed healthcare practitioner, and can help you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.